Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports page. I'm here at the Warren County Battle, Norwalk versus Indianola Volleyball. Norwalk takes the match 3-1. Hadley Michael achieves 2,000 assists total in her career. I'm here with Hadley and Ava Carlson as well. Hadley, it's a great feat. You talked in your preseason interviews about kind of expecting to get to that area and to take over the assist record. Talk about kind of how you've gotten there and how you've develop this cohesion with your teammates and ultimately how it feels to have achieved something like that.
It feels so great, but I truly couldn't have done it without my team. What I couldn't do without all my hitters in the front row, like yes, I got my 2,000 assists, that's like a personal record of mine, but I seriously couldn't have done it without my team. And I think we've grown so much together, and like I'm just truly so thankful for them because I wouldn't be here without them.
And Ava, very close match. Indianola ranked 14th, you guys 5. So Warren County, kind of always testy, but you guys are two top-ranked teams and very close loss to DCG earlier. How does it feel to get this one and kind of this top-ranked matchup between you guys and Indianola and, you know, come away with a closer win?
Yeah, it's always good to get a win against a conference kind of enemy. It's after the tough loss against DCG last week, we really wanted it this time. It meant so much more, and it feels so good just to have like another just great win after again last week. So no, it feels amazing. I again, what Had said, preaching on that of just I couldn't do it without the team, and truly our team is just like the most positive, and that's what helps us get through the games.
And Natalie, I'll start with you and open it up to both of you. You guys go down in the third set, very close one that you just kind of just missed. Where was your mindset at to turn that one around and take care of it in the fourth set?
So we actually said not to be disappointed because we thought we were very offensive in that game and they just had offense too, which in volleyball, that's just going to happen. So we didn't dwell on it and we just said next set's ours. And that's what, and we proved it, that it was our set.
Yeah, we, again, to bring up DCG, it was kind of what happened, like, that was a lot closer of a third set, but we just knew we couldn't get down on that because if we got down, then we see what can happen in the game. And so I think just our mindset back there was just to not give in and just have all the energy in the world because that's the only thing that can get us through that fourth set, especially.
You guys have the rest of the week off before you compete next week. What can you kind of do the rest of this week to make sure you're staying on top of things? And on top of that, what are reasons to believe that you can continue succeeding the rest of the season as well?
I think we're going to keep prepping. I think we're still going to build off that DCG loss because I think it's just going to keep fueling me and my team to do better every day in practice. And even after that loss, we knew that we had to step it up. That wasn't going to happen again because now this is the important part of the season when rankings, final rankings come out and then regionals come along. So this is when we kick it into gear and this is when games really, really matter.
Yeah, everything she said, she hit it. We just say practicing. If we continue our good practices, then that'll take us far. No off days, no rest. Have to push in practice just like we push in a game. So, yeah.
All around effort tonight. Shout out some of your teammates and the job you felt like they did tonight as well.
Yeah. I mean, Ellie Halvig. I mean, every game's a shout out for her. And Delaney Steele, she started off rough. And she came in tough when we needed her the most. I told her, I was like, Delaney, I need you right here. And she delivered. And that's, I trust Delaney with, when she's in the front row, I know that's who I'm going to every time.
Yeah, I'll give a shout out to Reese Hine. Yeah. Her passing never fails. Like, never, ever fails. She's so amazing. Just, and we need that. If we have good service receive, we have a good game. So, and she is the leader in the core of that. So, yeah.
I think everyone deserved a shout out, truthfully, because we all put our best foot forward. So I think everyone did all that we could, and I'm just proud. I'm really proud. It's a good game.
And finally, any comments that you can leave us with just until the next time we talk to you girls? It's getting down to the end of the season.
Watch the rise of the Warriors, I guess.
Watch us chase a pink shirt.
Yeah, pink shirt chasing.
Pink shirt chasing. Yep.
Watch them chase a pink shirt. That's Hadley Michael and Ava Carlson on today's Lely Radio Sports page with the Norwalk Warrior Volleyball Team. Thanks, girls. Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports page. Here with Indianola Volleyball Coach Jana McGraw. Coach McGraw, closer game with your Warren County rival, Norwalk, today. Lost 3-1. That third set, able to come back and kind of surge into things. What does it feel like to be able to, in your eyes, seeing your girls hang around pretty closely with a team that's ranked in the top 5? And
oh, absolutely. We knew that tonight was going to be a tough night. We've watched a lot of film, and honestly, we just have a tough conference right now. We have DCG pulling some serious weight and took Norwalk in a 5-set match last week. And we beat DCG earlier in the season, and then Pella is incredibly tough in our conference as well. So it's good for us, given that we're 5A, that it's going to prep us for postseason.
And you mentioned you guys beat DCG, DCG beat Norwalk. It's kind of this round robin, little Hawkeye conference thing. How do you kind of stay prepared for things like that? You said you watched a lot of film, but just to kind of be on your toes and understand that, like, everybody can beat everybody at this point.
Right, right. You know, practice, we do a lot of conditioning for these long sets just to mentally and physically keep the girls in the games. And as we're watching film, we work on what can we adjust. You can't play the game of volleyball and be set in stone. You've got to be able to adjust based on blockers you're blocking against and what hitters you're working on blocking. And tonight we just came short. Ellie Hatlevig is a phenomenal player, and we know their family, and she's a great kid. And so it's fun to see her succeed. It's unfortunate we're on the opposite side of the net.
Probably talked to you a couple weeks ago. Since then, how have you kind of felt on the last couple weeks the season has progressed, other than today, in your favor or not in your favor, and just the progress that you've seen from your girls in that time?
Oh, we've definitely seen progress. It was starting this season, it was a brand new group of girls that have really not played together. Two have played together in different situations. But as far as the whole group of girls, they've never been joined together. So really, we've spent a lot of the season working on unity, working on hearts and attitudes and character, and how do we build each other up on the court. And that plays so much into the actual game. Then it's executing the actual skills and techniques that we're working on in practice.
You guys compete again this Saturday in a pretty deep tournament. How can you kind of turn things around in the next few days? What does practice look like, and then competition again on Saturday?
It's a little challenging. This is homecoming week, so I know the girls are going to be thinking about getting their hair and makeup and their dresses on. And so we're just talking about, at this point, every match matters because it's all about ranking going into sub-state. So we're just going to dive right into practice tomorrow. And one of our sayings that we say is flush the bat away and come back bigger and bolder and stronger. So we'll definitely give a little bit of active recovery tomorrow, and then we're going to hit the gym pretty hard on Thursday and get after it ready for Saturday.
You talked a little bit about it getting near the end of things here. Substate's coming up here in a couple weeks. What are reasons that you have to believe that your team can kind of progress in Substate and have a decent postseason? What are they showing you that going into Substate? What are those things?
You know, we have a pretty unconventional rotation right now. We have we don't have an exact rotation that a lot of teams play, so it can be a little bit challenging sometimes to watch us film-wise, trying to figure out what hitter's hitting what location. And after tonight, we might go in and change things up a little bit again to just utilize where can be strongest, where can we be the strongest, and where can we avoid block. It's a scrappy group of girls, and they work really hard, and they have game IQ. It's just finding the open areas and executing, and really a lot of it comes down to mental status. Like, are we ready to compete? And can we compete when we're coming from behind? And that is a really hard thing to do in volleyball. When you look up at the score, you've got to be able to think, it's okay, we can battle back 5 points.
You mentioned it's kind of a younger team. Are there some individual progressions that you've noticed this year that are worth shouting out? Who have you noticed has improved a ton so far this season in your mind? Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Lauren Olson went into the season, and we knew she would be our senior strength. I am super proud of Madison Grover. We've been moving her. She's only ever hit middle, and we have her hitting right side, hitting left side, hitting middle. And it's frustrating because every hit is a totally different angle and a different speed of ball. I think she's doing a phenomenal job adjusting to it. And we're asking a lot from two freshmen who are coming in. And this game is really big, and they've never played at this speed and this competitive level before. So that's been fun to progress, or to watch their progression. And my two little DSs, I mean, I just love them to pieces, and they have worked their tails off. They, same thing, haven't seen a game this fast. But I give a big shout out to Jovi Wilson. She has come into this with a big block, and she's just a great teammate and builds everybody up. So I'm super proud of Jovi. And Haley New is also just doing some really great things. She has a super quick offense, and yeah, it's hard to give a shout out to any one of them because they're all just doing such a great job. Senior Hadley Vetter has done a great job as well.
This is a tough team that you guys just fell short of. You've got a decent amount of season left, a bright future with your team. What can you leave us with until the next time we speak to you as far as comments on where you guys are at now and where you hope to be?
Well, like you said, we're still young. We have a big group of juniors. It will definitely be challenging when we lose our two seniors next year. But I would just say don't underestimate these girls. When all things are functioning and we are executing the things that we work on in the gym, they are a super, super vibrant group of girls. So, yeah, I just would say don't underestimate.
That's Indianola volleyball coach Jana McGraw.